Walt Weiss joins us on Sports Byline, the former shortstop, also American League MVP, played 14 seasons in the majors, six of those with Oakland, and then followed up with Florida, also Colorado, and he also played for Atlanta, and he is now the new manager of the Colorado Rockies. You know, Walt, when I saw that you were named the manager, I kind of smiled a little bit because I always got the sense as that when I was around you, in the years that you were with the A's and down at spring training, you were always somewhat of a student of the game. Am I correct in that observation?
Well, I think so, Ron. I don't think I had a choice. You know, some guys are, you know, 6'4", 6'5", and 225 pounds, and they can go out there and dominate on certain days because of their physical tools. Where, you know, I had to think the game, and I had to be in the right place at the right time, and I think I had to be a student of the game, and I had an opportunity as a young kid to play under Tony La Russa, and I think that really helped my learning curve, being able to learn under a guy like Tony, and with the players I had around me. You know, I had a lot of good pros, a lot of great players and great teammates. It was a great way for me to break into the big leagues, you know, and play under those conditions my first 6 years.
I thought your quote about Tony was interesting. You say we're similar in a lot of ways in terms of intensity, and I think that's why he had such a big impact on me. I look at the game through Tony's eyes. Tell me what you see then.
Well, you know, I think strategically, I'll probably be somewhat similar to the way Tony ran a game. I think I learned the game in a lot of ways under Tony because I was young and impressionable and my first time in the big leagues. And that's how I learned to play the game. So I don't think there's any question that Tony's going to have a great impact on me and it'll influence the way that I manage a game.
You know, X's and O's are one thing about the game today, but is it more important to be able to push the right buttons on your players at the right time now?
Sure, I think so. I think at its core, you know, it's all about trying to lead men and create an environment where players can thrive and players enjoy showing up every day and getting guys to buy into the concept of a team and line up and take their best shot every day. And I think in the end, that's how you got to define success. I know it's a bottom line business. I understand that you got to win games, but all we can do is try to take our best shot. And part of that is create an environment where guys can thrive.
You know, when I think about Coors Field, I think I go back and reflect on old Candlestick Park. I remember how, for a long time, everybody made excuses because the wind would knock down balls and keep them in the ballpark, and it was just bitter cold and everything. And at one point, the Giants said, Walt, hey, we just got to get over that excuse. And you, of course, have said that you know how to play this game at altitude. And I'm just wondering, is it the same sort of circumstance at Colorado, at, you know, that you have to just get that out of your mind and just go out and play the game?
Sure, I think in the end it's still baseball, and that's what we got to remember. I do think that there is an advantage for us at home, more than anything, based on I think the vulnerability to the opposing pitcher. I believe that, you know, visiting pitchers don't like to come in there and pitch. They're a little bit uncomfortable. Of course, things have changed a little bit due to the humidor, and you know the numbers show that has had an impact, but it's still it's a great park to hit in. It's a tough park to pitch in, and you know that we got to focus on more the advantages than the challenges as a club, and really take advantage of clubs at home. You know, and I think we offensively, in particular, we have a lineup that's capable of doing that. You know, it's an athletic, versatile roster, and there's some impact in that lineup. And so there, you know, I think there's some things in place offensively where we can exploit some of those things in our park.
Walt Weiss, the new manager of the Colorado Rockies with us and you, former American League Rookie of the Year. Walt, I'm interested in what you said in your interview to them that got them to hire you, because prior to this, you had no managing or coaching experience in the majors or the minors, but you must have impressed them in some way. What was it that you sold them on with you?
You know, I'm not sure, Ron. I think it helped that that I have a connection to the organization. I played there for 4 years, and I worked as a special assistant for 7 years. There's a lot of relationships that are already in place. So, you know, I wasn't necessarily an insider, but at the same time, I wasn't a guy that was coming in, you know, from the outside completely. I've been away from the game for 4 years, you know, so kind of a weird situation, and I didn't see it coming, to be honest with you. It's not something that I was pursuing, but when I got involved in the process, I got real excited about it, and I'm not really sure how, you know, what I did or said in the interviews to get me this job, but you know, I can tell you I was as honest as I could be in those interviews. I think my perspective of playing in the ballpark helped. And again, I don't think there's any question that the fact that they were maybe a little bit more comfortable with me because we have a track record together. And so I think in the end, those are probably the things that worked in my favor.
Be careful what you wish for, Walt.
No, it's you know what? There's going to be some challenges, and I understand that there's a lot of things I have to learn. You know, and I think, you know, that's why they surrounded me with some guys that have managed. Tommy Runnels is my bench coach. He's been a big league manager. Of course, you know, Rene Latchman.
Right.
Latch and I have a lot of history. Latch has been a manager, been a coach for many years. Third base coach is Stu Cole, a guy that managed a bunch of games in our system over the last several years. So those are guys that I'm going to lean on. You know, I think the game may be a little fast for me at first, sitting in that manager's seat. Because regardless of how many games you've been in or been around and watched, it's always going to be a little different from that manager's seat. So I'll have to find my rhythm when it comes to that, but I have some good people around me that you know, I'm going to be leaning on.
Walt, you've called Oakland's season, 2012 season, a great story, and I'm wondering if you think this has had an effect across baseball, because, you know, the belief is you've got to have talent, and obviously you do, but you've got to go out and spend a lot of money, and some teams do, as we've seen certainly with the Dodgers and even with the Angels and the Yankees over the years as well. But when you look at what the A's were able to do, is that just an aberration, or is there a philosophy in place that does allow a team to be competitive and not spend $200 million?
Well, you know, Ron, I don't think it's an aberration, because the A's have been able to do it consistently for the most part over the last several years. So in their case, it's, I think it's more of a philosophy, and I think it is a great story, and it's a great motivator for a lot of the clubs around the league that aren't large market clubs. You know, the reality is, if you're not a large market club, you can't make mistakes, man. You know, your mistakes will haunt you for you know, a number of years, because you don't have the money to cover those things up. So you really got to trust your scouting department, your player development department, and you know, you got to approach the game with conviction. I think that's what the A's have done, and that's half the battle. You know, I think Billy is he's got strong convictions, and you know, he's got people on board with him there, and in the end they like I said, they take their best shot, and then they've been able to compete. But that's due to their philosophy, and like I said, scouting department and player development. That's a tribute to them.
Yeah, you know, you've had a chance now to take a look at the roster and the guys that you have in the minor league system and everything. And as I watched the Rockies last year, Walt, correct me if I'm wrong about this, it looks like you need that horse, that stabilizing guy on your staff, you know, a proven starter. Do you have that, and are you going to be looking for that?
Well, you're right. I mean, it takes that. When you look at the World Series, it seems like there's always that guy, you know, pitching in the World Series for their club. But you know what? It's the thing about pitching or putting together a team here, Ron, is it's tough to bring those guys in. It's tough to bring those horses in because it is a tough part to pitch in. You know, we have some young arms, some very talented arms. They were hammered by injuries last year. The Rockies were on the mound and in the field, and everyone has to deal with that to a certain extent every year. But you know, we just weren't deep enough to be able to overcome that last year. Now, in 2013, you know, with a healthy pitching staff to start the season, that alone is going to make us a lot more competitive on the mound. There was guys last year that were forced into a big league role that probably weren't quite ready. The talented kids, but thrown into the fire, and it's a lot to ask. So we like our young arms, but there's some power arms. You know, it's one of those deals where they got to grow up quickly here. You know, and pitching in a tough park makes it a little more challenging. But you know, our guys they got to be tough guys. You know, to pitch in our place, and all we ask is that they give us a chance to win a game. We can't get caught up too much in the numbers. We just need guys to go out there and compete and give us a chance to win.
We only have a couple minutes left, Walt, but most managers, when they sign on with an organization, they want to be able to have some years to be able to put their system in place. You signed a one-year contract. Was there any particular reason for that?
No, probably. I was just naive. I mean, I didn't really think twice about it. I just assumed that's the way it worked. I found out after I did it. You know, that's one of the first questions that the reporters asked me, and you know, I mean, here's how I look at it. I look at it the way I did as a player. I mean, if I come in and I can't do the job, or I can't do things, you know, as far as getting this team in a position to compete and play the game the right way, then you know you're gone. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. It's really not a factor for me. I got to be honest with you, Ron. If I do a nice job and they like what I'm doing, the contract stuff will take care of itself. I'm not real concerned about it.
Are you even surprised yourself, Walt, that you are doing what you're doing right now? Because I mean, you're a guy that's coming up on 50 years old. You've got four sons. You know, you really wanted to get back involved with them and everything. Do you kind of wake up in the middle of the night and say, "Wait a minute, what am I doing?"
You know, there was a period early on where, in this process where, you know, I thought in those terms because I just, like I said, it's not like I was pursuing this. I always saw myself getting back at the game, in the game, and at some point I didn't know how or when. But, you know, I certainly didn't see it in these terms. But you know, once I got involved, got the juices flowing again, and I think I'm past that point right now. I got a lot of work to do, and I'm staying pretty busy right now. I'm sure when we get down to spring training, you know, I'll have to deal with those first time feelings once again. But you know, I'm excited about it. I got good people around me. I love going out and competing and trying to find a way to beat you. That's what I love, and so I get a chance to do that at the major league level, and that's man, it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, thank Jay Alves for me for coordinating this because I was really looking forward to reconnecting with you because we go way back, and of course you're the only player I know that came from Tuxedo, New York, right?
That's right, man. You got it, Ron. Yeah, that was way back.
Well, thanks a lot. I'll see you down at spring training, my friend. Take care. You're welcome back here anytime on Sports Byline.
Good to talk to you, Ron.
Former American League Rookie of the Year and now the manager of the Colorado Rockies, Walt Weiss. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.